WCO.
Kim, KN4 VWA, how are you today, sir?
For VWA, I think it was. Good afternoon. Kilo 4 Whiskey Charlie Lima. John here. I'm stationary mobile in Easley, sitting in the parking lot here at Hamrick's.
In your position, out in the car, waiting for your wife to shop. Am I close?
Close, you're right dead on the money. I walked in, picked up a pair of jeans and a pair of tennis shoes. I went and paid. I found her. I said, take your time. I'm going out to the vehicle. So I came out to my truck. There was somebody out here locked out of their vehicle, and I did not know this, but the Easley Police Department still perform emergency car unlockings. They're able to get the guy's door open for him, so I didn't know the police departments did that anymore.
Well, with these new vehicles, I didn't think that you could still do that anymore. Did he go down into the door with a Slim Jim? On this end, who we got there?
Steve, name here is John, Juliet Oscar Hotel, November, John. I live north of Atlanta during the week, and I live in northern Pickens County on the weekends. Come up here to get away from that god-awful mess that I moved to 40 years ago. But we'll be moving up here soon, a couple of years. It wasn't a real new vehicle. As a matter of fact, I was very surprised when he said it did not have power locks. It was a 2500 Chevy single cab, and they get this contraption where they stick a couple wedges in between the door and the door frame, and then they have this like balloon valve that they pump full of air, and it'll open up a space between the door and the door frame where they can stick some sort of device in there. And they couldn't hit the switch because it didn't have power locks, so they were really able to get it on the door slider that unlocked the doors. There was another guy helping him too, and man, he had a whole assortment of tools to get in the cars. I was kidding with him. I was like, hey man, you do this professionally or what?
You know, sometimes it makes you wonder, but, you know, as many people leave their kids in the car just for a minute and then forget, during the summertime, I guess they have to be prepared for something like that. And they sure don't want to bust a window out, because then that way they have to pay for the damage to the vehicle. And, I'll tell you what, I guess you just got to be prepared, and they are.
I didn't even think of that. I didn't even think about, you know, a locked kid in the car, and I know that does happen. So, I guess they get their training on extraditing kids from locked cars. But I would think if they had to break a window in an emergency, I don't know if the police should be held responsible. They're just doing their job of rescuing a kid from a hot car or whatever. But, yeah, you make a good point there, Steve, about a situation where they would have to do that, or at least try to do that. So, but he was a nice young fella, probably in his late 30s, and I thanked him for what he did and apologized for all the idiots out there that are disrespectful to the law. Because, man, I tell you what, for what those guys get paid, you couldn't pay me enough to be a cop in this day and age. Even in a small town, they get no respect at all.
What you mean? And I tell you something. My nephew has recently applied with the Spartanburg County Sheriff's Department. And I hope he gets on with him, because I think he would make a really well-trained... What is the word I'm looking for? a guy that could put up with the stupidity, yet have the common sense to go after it when it's needed.
Two words to describe that: maturity, judgment. Does he have a military background, or what made him want to go into the sheriff's department?
Sure, but he has a criminal justice degree, and it just seems like that's what he always wanted to do. So, he's going for it.
You know, follow your dreams. I wish somebody gave me that advice when I was a young man. I didn't know what I wanted to do when I got out of school. And not that I have a bad job or anything, but I've been doing the same thing for 40 years. And it's an okay way to make a living, but I'm ready to retire and try a different lifestyle, like no responsibilities other than keeping the bills paid. K4WCL down here in Easley.
WA, I'm over here on 385, fixing to get on 85, headed for Sparkleburg. Well, so how close are you to retirement?
62 in just a few weeks. I guess technically I could retire and start drawing on Social Security, but I think I'll wait till I'm 65. I don't know, somewhere between 1 hour and 3 years, Steve. You know, you got the insurance, health insurance part of the equation, and, you know, I'd have to probably have to be Medicare eligible before I could do it. But my wife told me that she's not working a day past the time I work, which means she'll retire the same day I do. But she's a couple of years younger than I am, about 3.5 years. And we're going to have to figure out how to pay for her health insurance. That's going to be a big expense, you know, until she's 65. But I'm close enough to where I can see the light at the end of the tunnel and talk about it every day. Because I do talk about it a lot.
Yep, I know what you mean. Well, I am 66 now, and I went ahead and retired when I was 62 and a half. Because I figured my family longevity, and then I looked at what I would get if I waited till I was 65, and I figured it out, and I actually get more money by retiring at 62 and a half, even though it's less per month, than if I'd waited till I was 65. So, anyhow, I work the system pretty good, and I own my own small company, and it worked out just real good for me. Of course, I did have to pay for my insurance. My wife is 5 years younger than me, and she'll be 62 and a half in this coming July. And, hey, I've already told her that if we can figure out the health insurance, she's done.
Health insurance until you were Medicare eligible.
My wife works at an orthopedic clinic, so she just had me added on to her health insurance, and that worked out. And, you know, that's how we managed it. But that was before the Affordable Health Care Act. And from what I understand from a couple of friends of mine, hey, it's not so bad now. So we can work it out. She's pretty healthy. And if we can get her on that for about $400 or $500 a month, she's retired.
$500 a month wouldn't be too outrageous. I haven't really looked into the numbers. Anytime I hear the term buying insurance in the private marketplace, it makes me sweat. But I really do need to look into it. Like I said, I don't have to start. Even if I retire, I'm probably not going to draw Social Security till, I'll probably wait till 65. I've got some money just tucked away for, you know, whatever goofy stuff like, you know, buying radios. But I probably got enough cash just sitting in the bank where we could live probably 3 or 4 years before we had to hit our investments or had to have an income stream coming in from Social Security. So I do have some options. I need to, instead of talking about it, really look into what the hard numbers are. I got to sit down and figure out what our monthly budget's going to look like, because it's going to be a lot different than it is now, because right now we've got 2 homes, and I've got 6 cars. I don't need 6 cars. I'll probably pare that down to 3. So you can imagine how much money I pay in car insurance. And they're all like, you know, older, fun cars. They're not like everyday drivers. I got an old Jeep. But still, it's amazing how much it costs to keep a vehicle on the road just with the insurance and whatnot. So once I get a firm handle on what our monthly expenses will be with just 1 home and a couple of play vehicles and a pickup truck, I'll have a better idea of what I can throw towards the health insurance part of the equation. K4WCL.
KN4VWA. Yeah, I know what you mean. I just finished up a little something today and made a little bit of scratch, and I'm headed over to Spartanburg right now to look at a Kawasaki Mule, little UTV. And my wife wanted 8 acres up there where we live, and we pretty much finished off our golf cart. It's dead. It's wore out. Suspension's gone. She's wanting that Kawasaki real bad. So, and I'm just refusing to borrow any money to get it. And right now, we've got everything paid off. We owe nothing. And I'm just not going to do it. I'm just not going to go in the hole for anything.
So that is a great feeling. We paid off the primary house, I guess, 4 years ago now. And, you know, we bought our place up here in upstate back right at the end of the housing crash. We got a steal of a deal on a pretty nice house with a nice view. I don't know if you know much about Northern Pickens, but we're real close to Table Rock. We're in a little golf course community called the Rocket Joe Cassie. It's right there on Highway 11 and 178 meet. And we had the cash in the bank, and we bought it. Our friends were like, how in the world do you have enough money to buy a house? I said, well, number one, you got to find a really good deal on one. And number two, you got to sacrifice in other areas of your life, you know. We don't go out to eat hardly ever. Once a week we go out for a meal, but we cook all of our own meals. And, you know, my wife's a thrift store shopper, so not like she's spending a whole lot of money on her wardrobe. And we shop at places like Hamrick's because they got a heck of a good deals in there. So, yeah, I know what you're saying about everything's paid off, and I don't plan on borrowing a nickel ever again. Now, that Kawasaki you're talking about, is that a gasoline-powered side-by-side, sort of like a Gator?
KN4VWA. Yep, sure is. It'll haul 700 pounds into bed. It'll tow 1,500 pounds. Four-wheel drive. And it's just a tough little duel. I'm quite impressed with the numbers and specs on it.
So if you got 8 acres, hopefully you got some trails out there. We do have a golf cart. It's an electric 48-volt. We've had it, I don't know, 5 years. I've had to change the batteries on it, so we've had it long enough to go through a set of batteries. Although it was not new when we bought it, but it's in good shape. You know, we're not we're not off-road with it. The nice thing is all the roads up in our development are all private. So we can ride around on the streets. And if we go riding late in the afternoon, which we do often, we can go ride on the golf course. And it's a lot of fun. We go put a couple of 807s in the cooler, go ride around, and we pick up stray golf balls. That's like our Saturday afternoon excitement that two old people have. We drive around, and some days we'll find 30 or 40 golf balls there, Steve. K4WCL.
Sounds like fun. I'll tell you what. And just think, when you actually do retire, no more of this business of running up and down the road to Atlanta. You sell that one down in Atlanta, and you'll put a bunch of money in the bank. As a matter of fact, this might just be the time to actually go and do that, because right now, it is amazing what homes are going for.
It's silly, it really is. Yeah, and I'm looking forward to not having to drive up here on a Friday afternoon. Even though we're north of Atlanta, so we don't have to deal with, going through the city. We do have to go through Gainesville, Georgia, which is a pretty big little town and a lot of traffic on a Friday afternoon. But once we get on the 4-lane and head up towards Tocoa and then pick up Highway 11, it's not really a bad ride. It's about 2 hours, 15 minutes, door-to-door. So easy weekend, it's easy to drive up here on a Friday and drive home on a Sunday and not feel like you spent your whole weekend driving. So the distance is perfect, but I am looking forward to not having to drive up here anymore. We absolutely love the upstate. We have, like I said, nice scenery. People are real friendly. The traffic around here is not too bad. I mean, Easley's got some traffic. But we only come down to Easley maybe once every four to six weeks. And, we'll do real well on our house. We don't live in a big, fancy house. We live in an older neighborhood with a lot of ranch houses, ranch houses are really hot right now. A lot of people want one-level living. I do have some finished space in the basement and a drive-under garage, but, you can live on one level in this house. And it's been pretty much remodeled here within the last 7 or 8 years. So I think that we will get 3.5 to 4 times what we paid for the house. Unbelievable, the appreciation. And most of that appreciation is probably the last 5 years or so.
Let me just tell you, right now, you can pretty much plan on, if it's a nice neighborhood, house is in good shape, you can generally plan on anywhere from 140 to 170 a square foot.
And I paid way less than $100 a square foot. I only paid $100,000 for the house 20 years ago, 22, 23 years ago. House next door to me just sold for $3,000, and it's a 1,250 square foot ranch on a crawl space with no garage. And ours is 1,500 square feet on the main level, 750 square feet finished in the basement, 2-car garage. So I'm thinking 350 easily. It's not, like I said, not a big house, but it is 4 side brick. And my neighborhood was built in the 70s, so not like these cookie-cutter neighborhoods they build now where, you got 4 houses per acre. I have almost an acre of land, so the lots are nice and big. And I tell you what really makes it desirable, Steve, it's very close to downtown Cumming, Georgia is the city we live in. It's literally 90 seconds to the 3 schools that, if a family bought it, literally 90 seconds to the schools, 2 minutes to downtown Cumming, 5 minutes to shopping, and 5 minutes to the the four lane, it's actually a six lane, that goes down to Atlanta, Georgia 400. So it's a really good location. You buy a new house in our county right now, and you're like 20 to 30 minutes from the main highway, 20 to 30 minutes from shopping. So we have a very good location.
Bowman, and I know what you mean because my brother lives over there at Alpharetta, over there at, what do they call that? Starts with an M.
Starts with an M. You talking about that real high-end shopping area down there?
No, the little town area that he lives in Alpharetta. It's Milton. Yeah, he lives over there near, right at the edge of Milton, near the high school.
That's the high rent district there, man. There's some houses over that way going $5-7 million. I mean, those are used to be a lot of the old timers are selling out, but used to be a lot of horse farms up there with people with big mansions, or not mansions, but you know, very large homes on some acreage with some horses. But a lot of that's been sold off. But yeah, that's a very exclusive part of Fulton County.
Tell you what, yeah, I go down there and I just tell him, said, look, you know, I love to come and see you, but I just can't stand it for so long. There's just too many ants on the anthill, bud.
For WCL. Yeah, I used to live in Milton. It was called Alpharetta back then. They kind of divvied up a good portion of North Fulton and incorporated a couple of new cities. But, yeah, that used to be nice country out there, and it used to be the country. But it is not the country anymore. It's, you know, high-end subdivisions. Good schools out there, though. I mean, it's still part of Fulton County. That's the thing, though. You live, you know, you take a house that's in Fulton County, which is the same county as Atlanta, and you move it to any of the surrounding counties, and your tax bill is going to be cut in half. But because he's in Fulton County, he's probably paying a boatload, and I mean a boatload, in property taxes.
Listen, I am just about to pull into my destination, John. Matter of fact, that was my wife that just called me. She beat me over here. She's eager to look at this Kawasaki mule. And looks like I'm going to be writing a check today. Man. So anyhow, I really appreciate the ride along, man. And you have fun over there. Who knows? Maybe your wife won't clean you out too bad in the hammocks. Oh, I'll talk to you again soon, I hope. KN4 VWA. I'll be clear after your final.
The beauty of our relationship, we've been married over 20 years, but she works, she's got a good job. I work, I got a good job. She has her own checking account, I got my own checking account. We both throw some money in the joint account monthly to pay the bills. And then after that, got a couple rules. As long as you are maxing out your 401k every week, and as long as you're putting some money into the savings account every month, you can do whatever you want with your rest of your money. So I don't watch what she buys. She don't watch what I buy. Makes a beautiful relationship there, Steve. 73. Hey, man, good luck on the purchase today. Hope that thing's in good shape and you take it home. And might be a little chilly for a ride, but I got a feeling if you buy it, you're going to be out riding on it this afternoon. Put an extra jacket on and a pair of gloves. K4WCL.
DOS, this is KI4MRA. KI4MRA, clear.